You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, here in the Subaville studios, I have our local Omaha area director and social media specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I'm having a great day so far, Brandon.
So today we have a fun topic. I guess we're kind of a little late on the summer side, but we have a lot coming up in the fall and the winter ahead of us here. But there are going to be times when our meetings are not going to meet. And many reasons why: your venue is closed that day, there's a holiday that falls on that day. I know we've talked about weather in the past, but I think we're going to focus more on when you know it's going to happen, not a snow day or something like that.
Right. There's a number of reasons why different chapters cannot meet at different times or locations. Like you said, we know the certain holidays are going to come up. There's always going to be a Thursday in November that chapters aren't going to be meeting because there's a Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, is that the holiday that's on Thursday every year?
Every year. So yes. So there will always be those sorts of things, and different things come up. I know there are different local celebrations and things like that that can make meeting awkward in different locations and things like that. And we were talking the other day that, you know, you have the opportunity when you know you're not going to meet to take advantage of that extra 90 minutes that you had allotted for that meeting. And how did you want to spend that? We should still be spending that in mind, that we're trying to help each other out here in our chapters.
So we've got basically five topics. And if you do all five, you will move up a color in the power of one, I believe. But you don't have to do all five. These are just five ideas that you can take on yourself. You can control these yourselves. But Ray made a great point. If everybody in the chapter wants to listen to this podcast, or if maybe your leadership team listens to this podcast, so for all the leadership team members, listen up here, and you want to turn this into a game. Once again, you know that this is, you know, a meeting that you're going to miss. If you want to turn it into a game, a competition, maybe like you've got $25 on the line to win or something like that.
Just even drawing for a gift card from somewhere, a coffee somewhere, local, whatever it happens to be, some sort of little small prize would be okay.
Right. So you can take it to a larger scale. But if not, if you don't get the whole chapter buy-in, that's fine. You can do all of these on your own. So Ray, I'm going to take the first one. Cool.
Go for it.
All right. So the first one. Get an extra one-to-one in. Get an extra one-to-one in. You, like Ray said, you've got 90 minutes set each week for your BNI meeting. If you want to even do two 45-minute one-to-ones, that's going to get you to that 90 minute. Look at that math that I did real fast there. You like that, huh? So this way, once again, you have to plan ahead for this, but with other people in your chapter, they're not going to be meeting either. You can get amazing results from a one-to-one if planned correctly. So knowing you have that 90 minutes to work with, get that one-to-one set on the front side or even the back side of your meeting, since you know you're not going to have it that week.
There might be another venue or location you could go to if it's your venue problem or something like that. That gives you the opportunity to do that on a smaller scale. Or if you even, yeah, it'd be perfect. Next thing you could do, I'd love to see this, If you can block out a little bit of time, that 90 minutes, if you spend that in BNI University, what you could do, even with a portion of that time. Okay, maybe you have that 45 minutes in your one-to-one. You use the other 45 minutes on BNI University.
Ooh.
See, I stole your math right there.
That's great. I love that. And in BNI University, you can do member success program. There's 7 modules now, or you can go to the extreme, it's the ultimate member success program and go a little above and beyond that. These podcasts in general, Ivan's podcast, are in BNI University. Go to the content section and you will find all these neat little worksheets that you can do. The more you poke around BNI University, the more you're going to find you can blow through that 45 minutes and get a lot of good content in there. So don't just think we want you to go on to BNI University and just click the first available module there, which you can, but there are a lot of good things in there that are always good for review.
I'm actually going to stand up and say sometimes clicking that first recommended module or something they have for you has been enlightening. I've actually done that a couple of times. I'm like, well, because you've seen these courses and curricula, check this one out. And I'm like, well, I had never really thought about something down this growth avenue that I had really looked at before, but I'm okay.
Excellent.
Maybe if BNI University thinks it's good for me, maybe it is. So yeah, check that out.
All right. So the next one, call 3 potential visitors.
Right. And they've
we'll
got
call them.
extra time to prepare. Maybe those visitors that you've had come in before and, well, maybe not this week, or I didn't know far enough in advance, or my schedule wasn't clear. Maybe they'll have time now that you're, you know, giving them that extra week notice.
Right, because it's not the meeting this week. And if for whatever reason they're traveling for the holiday, fine. It doesn't have to be the meeting the following week. It can be the meeting when you get back. It took me about 2 months to go to a Rotary meeting that I was invited to because of his schedule, my schedule, his schedule, my schedule. But when we finally connected, I had a great time at the meeting. And we actually are doing a one-to-one beyond that now because of making that meeting.
Our executive director, Vince Vigneri, is very fond of telling how many times it took to actually get him into that first meeting.
That's right.
To get there. So it happens for everybody at your own time and reason. And maybe now with that little break that you've had, if you spend a little bit more time and a little bit more energy and a little bit more focus, it'll turn on that light for somebody else. That's an excellent thing to do at that point in time. So next thing you're going to want to do, here, do this one thing for me. If you sit down and prepare just a little bit for your weekly presentations. This is something I'm very passionate about. I go to a lot of BNI chapters, see a lot of meetings, hear a lot of weekly presentations. And a lot of our members, especially, not to pick too much, but people that have been doing the same thing for a while tend to follow a similar script after a while. You can almost guess what their weekly presentation is going to be the minute they stand up. So take this opportunity to think about what it is that you're saying. Maybe shake it up a little bit. We talk about this in Member Success Program in the live class, if you take it that way, or online, there's some information there about how to prepare for the weekly presentations. So take that moment to kind of refresh what you're doing with your weekly presentation. Come up with that new least common denominator. Come up with something new that you can grab. Freshen it up a little bit. That'll lead maybe to people listening to you just a little bit more, paying more attention, maybe getting that referral that's been sitting out there that you just missed before might be available for you now because you found a new way to approach that. So freshen that up and then practice it for me, would you?
And practice makes perfect. And take that word anybody or take that general business you're looking for and try to drive it down all the way to the name. I know it's not always possible, but to the name. One thing I really like to do, and I don't always find the time to do it, is if I'm going to ask for a specific type of company that I want to work with. So I'll use roofing. That seems to be popular right now with storms and everything, right? So if I'm looking to get in with a roofing company, I will actually Google roofing companies and go to the third page on Google and say, these are the companies. These are two companies I would like an introduction to. Because if they're on the third page of Google, I'm sure there's something I could help them with to get them a little closer to being on that front page there. So spend some time getting rid of the word anybody and zeroing it in more on a business or, like I said, even a name of that business that you would like to meet. And then the last one, if for whatever reason, be it a holiday that your chapter's not meeting or anything on those lines, and you're not going to be able to be at the next meeting.
So you've taken that holiday opportunity and extended it to a larger vacation, perhaps.
Well, hey, if I'm ever going to go to Greece or something, I would rather spend 2 weeks there than one, right? Like if you're across the seas, you might as well. I think that's geographically correct? Is that?
Just keep going, Brandon.
Okay, good. So, but if you know you're not going to be at your meeting the following week, spend some time getting that substitute secured. So that way your business is not going to be represented 2 weeks in a row, but you're just going to miss the one like everybody else, and then you're going to be represented. So you are top of mind that following week. Because I know even with 1 week off, be it for a holiday or even when I have a sub, you know, you feel like you're missing a piece of your business. Just think what 2 weeks would do. So if all else fails, take the time to set that substitute so that you know your business is not going to miss your meeting 2 weeks in a row. And that way your attendance is going to be accounted for.
We do have a couple of podcasts on this. If you go back a little ways, I believe it's 118 and 120 for the BNI Heartland podcast. If you want to listen to what we had to say about preparing for substitutes, go back and check those out. So then that way you can follow everything that's in there as you're prepping that substitute for that week.
And you will feel like you were at the meeting if you follow what we recommended.
I would think so.
That's the whole point of the podcast. All right, so that was our list of five. Any final thoughts on this, right?
Again, just coming back to what we said at the very beginning. If you know in advance and the chapter leadership wants to take one or two of these elements and make it a game, who can bring in the most visitors the week we meet again? Who can get the most CEUs accomplished in this time frame? Who can do any combination of these? You can make a quick score type sheet of any sort without spending an awful lot of time. Don't make it complex. Mm-hmm. But you can do a simple game, something like that, kind of encourage the stakes for people to participate and continue to stay active, even though you're not going to be there that week for that meeting.
And I have to take that one step further. Are you ready?
You always do.
And you have to enter it in all online if that's something your chapter is striving to do. That way, I mean, you've got this 90 minutes you're blocking out. Take two of those minutes and go online and give yourself credit for all the work you're doing, because that's the point of that. Give credit for the work you're doing.
That's good. Why we do it, right?
That's why we do it. Well, not just for the credit. No. No, we do it for the fellow members, givers gain. But if you want to see your results, you got to put it in the system.
That's right.
Okay, and if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your time on this one.
I always enjoy hanging out in Superville when I can.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.